are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
Today we're going to jumpstart what I call, you're right, you're right. Now, this is a big topic because we tend to think that we are right and other people are wrong. In fact, in many ways, we judge our very rightness by other people's wrongness. In other words, the people that I agree with cannot be the people that I disagree with. It's really kind of amazing. So where does this concept of being right come from? Well, when you believe that you are right, it is truly just a belief. You believe you are right. And you believe that because you have decided that it's true. In other words, the word belief, if you recall, literally means that which you have decided is true. In other words, you make the decision and then that's it. Does that mean that it's necessarily right? Not necessarily. And in fact, one of the great things of, you can see about a person, maturity is often the willingness to look at your own beliefs and be willing to reevaluate them, and in some cases, possibly even change them. Today, this whole right-wrong thing is playing out more than ever. Let me start out by saying that I'm talking specifically about politics, and I'm sure you're not surprised that that's what I'm saying. One of the five reasons people complain that I teach when I go out and do speaking events or do them here virtually from my home studio is that people complain for power. They complain because it's what I call enrage or engage. You can get more engagement by enraging people than you can by inspiring them. It is a sad truism, but it's simply behavioral and economics and psychology. Our minds have a negativity bias, and therefore we are driven by a negative activity. So, what the news does is it tries to enrage us so that it can engage us. And there are very, very distinct camps when it comes to the news these days. As I've shared with you before, sometimes I like to scan through both CNN and Fox News and see what's playing on either channel. And if you read both of them, and it's not easy if you are a particular fan of one or the other. Trust me, if you're a big Fox News person, go look at CNN for a little bit or listen to NPR and see if you can do it without getting upset. The other thing is, if you are a CNN NPR person, go take a look at Fox News and see what it feels like to you. Now, the news media has always been there to enrage people. That's what the news is. A comedian once said, the news is, here's what's bad in the world. Local news is, here's what's bad going on close to you. So the purpose of the news is to enrage you and to also nowadays, more so than ever, to have a political opinion. I wouldn't say an agenda so much. Some would say an agenda, but I would say an opinion. That the news media, which, you know, in many cases it always has. In other words, there have been newspapers that have endorsed various people for president throughout history and opinions and everything like that. But even the editorial content, if you read CNN, it says, I can summarize CNN for you so you don't necessarily even have to do it. You ready? Trump stinks, Trump stinks, Trump stinks, Trump stinks. All right? You read Fox News and it's, Trump's great, Trump's great, Trump's great, Trump's great. Which almost makes you think, oh my gosh, which one is correct? Well, maybe both. The thing is, you and I have decided, because we have to. There is something inside of our minds that does not like to deal with ambiguity. So what we do is we like to decide. But what we've discovered is that people don't decide based on the news. In fact, I read a study which I found really interesting. The news is there ostensibly to educate the electorate. That's what the news media will tell you they're there for, to educate the electorate. Okay? The challenge is that people are not educated by the news. It's been proven that people go in with their own confirmation bias, and then they find the news programming that supports where they are coming from. Wow. So in other words, the news is not really there to enlighten us. It is there to entertain us. Now, why would I say it is there to entertain us? That seems almost like a harsh criticism. It's not. When you look at the word entertain, it means to shock and to surprise. Think about it. Think about some of the most entertaining, shocking, and entertaining movies of all time. I think of the moment when we found out that Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father. Remember that? Shock. Surprise. Now, that's what made it so entertaining. If we know how movies are going to turn out, not so entertaining. If we know how politics is going to turn out, not so entertaining. The news is there to entertain us by shocking and surprising us and feeding our confirmation bias. Fox News is going to tell you how terrible Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats are, and CNN is going to tell you how terrible Donald Trump and the Republicans are. It's all designed to enrage us and to engage us. And what I want to do is to invite you to consider that the people whom you disagree with are right. Let me say that again. The people you disagree with are right. In other words, they have taken in information, they have lived experiences, and then they have chosen to believe certain things. Well, they're wrong. They shouldn't believe that. If you were in the same situation as them, with the same nature and the same nurture, you would have the same beliefs. I know a lot of people that I went to high school with who have not seen the world quite as much as me. And this is not a criticism. I'm just saying that I've been exposed to some things like traveling to Africa and China and things like that. And so my viewpoints have been somewhat expanded beyond the news of those locations, whereas they have taken in the news, and so they continue to believe certain things. It's all what you're exposed to. So when you think about the idea that what it is you believe, you've simply decided that's true. You've simply decided it's true, or it's not, or it is, or it isn't. You've decided what is true. And the same is true for other people now. What if we applied the Dale Carnegie approach of agreeing with people? Jesus said, agree with thine adversary quickly. What if, rather than getting all upset with them, we simply agree with them? Why do we feel the need to change other people's opinions? Because we are insecure about our own. Why are we insecure about our own? Because we are afraid that if we don't believe as the herd does at some level, we are going to be ostracized. As I've said many times before, our number one fear is embarrassment, because at a very, very tribal, basic nature, it can ultimately lead to our being ostracized from the herd, which is frightening. That is why people create their own herds. That's why churches start out in one direction and then they invariably split and move on and split and split. The church that I was a minister of in Kansas City, where the complaint-free movement started, had one minister for 40 years and drove away four ministers, and then it finally split, which is what it needed to do in the first place. Why? Because there are people who did not agree, and it just simply was time for them to move on, and the other people did. So we have got to be aware that we might be wrong. I'm just saying, be open to that. Once you made up your mind is no longer functioning. There's an old saying that minds are like parachutes. They only function when they're open. And so it's important for us to do our best to keep our minds open. One of my relatives, who I disagree with politically, posted something on Facebook the other day. And as I read this, My first ego thought was BS. Remember, the ego is always going to be there, and the ego is always going to speak first, and the ego is always going to speak loudest. And so what it said to me was, oh, BS, what a crock. And as I'm reading this, my ego is getting angry. Why is it getting angry? It's getting angry to justify my opposite position. In other words, I've got to hang on even more strongly to my position as I'm reading what this relative wrote. And the interesting thing was, normally I would have just ignored it, hid the post, but instead I chose to completely read it, and I chose to sit with it for a moment and to consider how my relative feels and why my relative feels the way that they do. I'm trying to be very gender neutral here, but I have equal numbers of male and female relatives. The point is, she is right. She's right from her perspective. And for me to sit and say she's wrong makes me somehow feel justified in my own belief. But it doesn't change anything, and it certainly does not build any bridges. So what if you went out today, instead of thinking this person is wrong because they disagree with me, and simply say this person is right and they disagree with me? Let me say that again. This person's right and they disagree with me. It's not about trying to change other people's minds. I was looking at Facebook this morning, as I'm sure you all do. I have, friends and family who feel the need and the desire to post regularly about politics. Now, I find this interesting because my mother always taught me that you never discuss sex, religion, and politics in polite company. I really don't think these people, if they are Catholic or Lutheran or Jewish, would be posting about how their religion is right, but it's okay for us to post about our politics. I say this because there's an old saying: those convinced against their will are of the same opinion still. Very few people are neutral. So just consider that maybe you're casting pearls before swine when you're trying to convince other people. And I know that's an invidious comparison. My forgiveness. Please forgive me. But the same is true for me. When someone is trying to convince me of a political opinion other than mine, you're probably just casting pearls before swine. Instead, let's talk about what's good. Let's talk about what's right. Let's talk about what's working. Let's talk about what we do agree on and focus on that. The challenge is that what we agree on is not very exciting. There's no conflict there. There's no news. There's no shock. There's no surprise. So just watch how often you look at the news or whatever to really just be entertained, shocked and surprised, because it's not necessarily going to change your vote. And also realize that you're not going to change other people's minds necessarily. Now, you can get out there and you can volunteer, and you should, for the election. And in that case, you can educate and inform and inspire people to vote. That I'm good with. But stop trying to change your grandfather, your cousin, your sister, your brother, whatever, your friend, and just accept them for the way they are, and to realize that you want them to accept you for the way you are as well. It's just human nature. We are going to say goodbye here in just a moment. I see we've got a bunch of people. If anybody wants to make a last moment comment or post a question or comment, please know that I am always here to answer your questions and look forward to doing so. Just consider the fact today, going forward, that it's not important to be right. It's so much more important to be connected. So much more important to be connected. And when you are not resisting other people, when you are not trying to make them wrong, they are far less likely to try and make you wrong. And more importantly, you're not going to have conflict. And that's what matters. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being with me today. For those of you who are part of the Complaint Free Meditation Group, I look forward to meditating with you live. We have a brand new member, and I hope she's with us today. I noticed that yesterday. So I want to say have a great day, and I look forward to joining you again tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating. complain-free world no more.